So I'm here today with Eugenia Taylor, who did an apprenticeship with ITV in, we reckon, about 2018, 2019. Though we're still not quite sure, because we're all a bit vague with dates. Yeah, Eugenia? But roughly, you were in the same cohort as Zara, and you came a year after Mish. Yeah.
Yes.
So tell us your first impressions about Envis. And we were in the studio, and there were probably about 50-odd of you there at the time, with lots of employers as well, I remember, that day.
Yes, yeah. Yeah, looking back, I mean, it was quite daunting. I mean, when you first walk in with so many people, and you kind of on edge a little bit, and you feel like you've got to compete with all these people, and be on your A game for all the employers. But I think once the activities start, and you get given those tasks, which are actually really fun and creative, I kind of relax then, and just, you know, when, as long as you're present and in the moment, it's really easy to just kind of get into it. And I think as long as you're working in a team and connecting with the people around you, and trying not to focus too much on the fact that, like, there's all these people watching you and the employers are there, which is really difficult, but that's, yeah.
That's obviously the way to do it.
That's what I found.
Yeah. And interestingly, you know, it worked for you, it worked for Zara, it's worked for other people. And interestingly, we managed to do it, a different version of it, but certainly a version of it online due to COVID this time as well. And that's been quite an interesting experience, really. But yeah, we've had similar feedback there as well, where they're saying that it's been quite good working as a group and stuff, even over this kind of platform, which, yeah it's quite interesting. So remind me, had you applied for ITV?
No,
I thought so, because this is quite an interesting story, because this happens quite often to us.
Well, I applied to ITV actually, sorry, but it was just for a different job.
I know, yes. Because they wanted production specialists at the time, and they also wanted creative and digital media apprentices, as they were called.
Yes, no, so they wanted an admin role, and then they wanted a creative and digital media apprentice. And for some reason, either it got confused, or they decided that I would be, from my application, that I would be better for the admin role. I really didn't want to do the admin role at all.
But from what I remember, as the day wore on, and this is one of the reasons why we do workshops, so that we get to know you, they did a total 180 and realised, no, actually, she needs to be in for what she thought she was going to be in for. And they did a total turn, didn't they? Which is great, because, you know, the kind of things that have happened to us in the past, some people have applied for a BBC job and we know that the job is totally wrong for them, but there's a job in ITV that is perfect for them, or vice versa. And we know, certainly in a workshop, we know that company has found someone else, so we're able to kind of push them towards another way. So, you know, there's kind of method in our madness of doing that long process that we do. And that's why it works, that people like you have careers, not just a year's apprenticeship, basically.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, that's also why I would say that whole kind of whole session, you know, even though it's daunting.
It was a studio, Eugenia, not a hall, for God's sake.
Studio.
Didn't take you to a church hall.
You're right. Oh my gosh, it was a studio. That big studio is amazing because, yeah, you get exposed to so many people, and I got the opportunity then, when we were presenting, to kind of show them, actually, I can't do this admin role, please consider me for the other one. And then they took me aside and spoke to me a bit more about why, and I think if it weren't for that, if it was just like the application and then a regular interview, there was no way that I'd be, considered.
Doing what you're doing now. But I think the great thing about ITV is that they you know, they see what they like with what they like in you in the workshop, and then they give you lots of different chances then once you're in the workplace, don't they? So describe a little bit of what you did to begin with in the workplace.
Yeah, so it was just so varied. So I started off doing editing, actually. So I had some really detailed editing training, and then I also got some camera training. So I put those two things together, and I was given the task to make a video, and that video then was put on ITV's online platform, which was just like amazing to me that my own piece of work was put out there. And then I was put into training up onto what the production specialists do, which is like a bit of the PAing. So that's like timing wise into the program. So telling presenters when to talk and when to shut up and when packages come in, but also like auto cues. So timing when the writing comes up so they know when what to say, studio floor managing, I'm trying to think what else I did, a little bit of sound.
Did you vision mix as well? Do you do that there? Is that something that they do?
No, I shadowed all the roles.
Okay.
So I got a chance to kind of see all of it done multiple times, and I know in detail what every role does, but I didn't actually do any training on vision mixing. But yeah, I think I did all in all, I think it was at least three or four of the PS roles, which for an apprenticeship is amazing. And I think I PA'd the weathers and a part of the lunch bulletin program, the midday program, which is, you know, something you can put on your CV. It's not just a little bit of training here and there.
It's a job, isn't it? It's an actual job that you've done. Yeah, do you like counting backwards? That's what I started as a as a production assistant in studio.
And it's high pressured, and because I'm not, you know, the best at maths at all, it's really not my forte. So to be able to do something like that,
timings in minutes. Yeah.
Oh my God. Yeah. It's such a thrill as well to be able to do something like that and be part of live news and see it all go out before you in the gallery, and be part of the team and and be trained up by somebody who's now one of my really close friends in work, who was so supportive, and it was just such an amazing, I speak so highly of my apprenticeship at ITV. It's an amazing experience, definitely.
It's great though. So they found then that you had an eye for camera though, didn't they? And they kind of took you down that route, which is then a really interesting path.
I think midway through, they were like, do you want to kind of change it up a little bit? And I started, I had a bit more training on camera. So I was able to take out the spare camera and go out with some of the producers on programs. And I think they even used some of my shots on Coast and Country. And I shadowed some of the producers then for quite a few months on quite a few programs in ITV Wales. I think I went out with Nicola Hendy, who's a producer, and I went out with her when she was working on Fire Station 20.
Oh yeah.
And I just went with her to the Fire Station in Barry, kind of just like weekly. And it was just so nice to be able to go with her regularly and just see the whole process of how she was making that program. And I think actually working on that with her and just kind of coming along and following her is what cemented the job then that I got afterwards, I'd say.
So what was really special then though, certainly for us and I'm sure for you, was that you got offered a job not at the end of the apprenticeship, but before the apprenticeship came to an end, wouldn't they? So we had to negotiate that you were still an apprentice while you got your new job.
Yeah. Oh my God. It was so, it was crazy. It was like mind blown. I was like, I couldn't believe it. Yeah, the opportunity came up because ITV started to get all these network commissions and they'd brought on somebody to negotiate these new ideas and new programs that were coming in, but they also needed somebody to kind of do all the back work. So all the research.
Yeah, it was research mostly, wasn't it? Yeah,
mostly research, but also a lot of the admin work. So kind of like clearing the programs afterwards, but also like a lot of the invoicing and the kind of location contracts was like a big part of my job, finding locations and things like that. So it's all stuff that I'd never done before, really. And it was also, I got to work with Nikki as well, which was nice because I worked with her in the apprenticeship. So yeah, it was weird because it was like, yeah, like you said, I was still an apprentice, but I was doing this new job and learning all these new things. But it was nice actually, because for me, I had the support still from you and Nadine. Yeah, I still had that support from you and Nadine going into that new job.
Yeah.
And yeah, I think without that, because it was quite a lot. And yeah, it was a big adjustment.
Yeah, because it was a big deal, wasn't it? You know, you were certainly, thank goodness, we were still able to give you that safety net that the council companies safety nets look after you.
Yeah.
But it was a job, and a job that you had to do.
Yeah.
And you weren't in the apprentices anymore.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And it was a lot of responsibility, which I liked and what I wanted. And because I'd had quite a few jobs before, and you know, I wanted that. I needed that really, coming out of the apprenticeship. But yeah, it was just nice to know that I could, and I was still having those monthly chats with Nadine, and if I had any issues, I knew that I could always just flag them to her or Fiona. And yeah, it was just a really nice like transition then. I think without that, it would have been even more difficult.
Yeah. But that was great then, though, because straight out of the apprenticeship, you knew where you were, you were carrying on. And look at you now, Mrs.
Oh, yeah, I know, but it's like I'm starting from scratch again now. I'm just starting this new traineeship, and I feel like I'm just...
So tell us a little bit what this traineeship is now, then.
So it's a production journalist traineeship, and
that you've had to compete with people from the whole of the UK now, haven't you? The whole network, basically.
Yes. Yeah, I think it was something like 800 people apply or something around.
Yeah, that's what I've heard. Yeah.
So yeah, and usually over the last few years, they've taken on people who've either, you know, got on a degree or actually passed trainees have usually got like an MA course from
or journalistic experience as well. Yeah.
Yeah, and yeah, actually, yeah, who've maybe worked in the paper or radio.
Yeah.
But
do you know what though? I think that shows how the world is changing as well. That people realise that people like you, who maybe didn't go to university, that you've got different stories to tell, and you bring different things to the company.
Definitely.
Which makes ITV more interesting place at the end of the day.
Yeah, I think so. I think that's what they're going for, is the fact that, yeah, like you said, I'm somebody different, and I've got that different background in programmes as well. So I've been looking for stories that way. And I do remember when I got it, I was so shocked, but the programs editor just said to me, well, you know, you've shown so much potential, and yes, you might, you know, take a bit longer to get your head around the writing part of it and whatnot, but that's fine. We don't always need to go for, you know, the cookie cutter type of person. So it's just so lovely that they've taken that chance on me. And
yeah, and I think maybe TV has gone down the cookie cutter road for too long, to be honest, and now it's starting to realize that the world isn't like that anymore. That isn't what we want to do.
Yeah, that's so true. I think so. I think yeah, you're right, TV does need to start diversifying its workforce on screen and off screen, both ways. It's just not only, you know, in a kind of minority way, like where, you know, whether you're, you know, from a BAME background, but also whether or not you've got the right degree or not. It's just about whether or not that person shows potential, not whether or not they've got that degree or,
yeah, you know. Yeah, and whether, I think it's about what interests you have and where you're from and what you want to say. And, you know, because for me, television and film has always been about storytelling. It didn't matter where you came from and how you were going to say them, just that you've got things that you want to say.
Yeah, exactly. And also, hopefully now, if, you know, future, you know, hopeful journalists can see that there are people out there like, you know, me, Zara, and Brooklyn, and they see that faces like ourselves who work for ITV that are working our way and making a career for ourselves, you know, and we are able to do that, then that'll inspire them, and you know, they'll see that there is a pathway and there is hope for them, and it's not just, you know, the same types of people who can have those opportunities.
Yeah, and there's a definite pathway, you're right, and I'm particularly proud of all three of you, especially since it's in ITV that I grew up in the industry as well. So, yeah, you know, that's got a special place in my heart, really, because, you know, it was a really happy place for me. And what's funny is that people that I trained with, some of them are still there.
I know.
Because it was a long, long time ago. But yeah, they're still there, and that's great. But it's really lovely seeing you lot coming through and taking over, you know, and taking over the world.
But this is what I was going to say as well, is that I have so much, you know, gratitude to ITV and to Skill, but if it wasn't for them, like, I don't think that I'd be where I am today, because they've just been so instrumental into where I've gotten today. They're just so willing all the time to just give up their time and be helpful and train us all the time. Like, if you've got a question, it's never a question of
you again with the question, right? Yeah.
It never has been. I don't think it ever will be. And
I think, to be perfectly honest, I think ITV Wales has always been like that. You know, it's always been a nurturing place, really. You know, it's been good in that way.
Yeah, definitely. I think, yeah, it is a lovely place to work, and I don't ever want to leave it at this point. But
so okay then. So how long is the contract for this traineeship? Yeah. A year. Is it a year?
It's 9 months.
Okay.
So it's meant to be kind of more in person, and you're meant to kind of meet all the other trainees around the UK, and so it's all been virtual at the moment, which has been a bit difficult, but hopefully, fingers crossed, if you know, the pandemic.
Yeah, how many of you are there across the UK?
So there's, I think there's 13 or 14 of us.
Okay.
So there's quite a few of us.
Yeah.
And
then you were originally supposed to go to different nations, regions as well, were you?
Yeah, so they've all moved there.
Yeah.
And some of them are able to go in, some of them aren't. It depends on the region. But I think a lot of them are working from home virtually and just having to, work.
So are you contributing to certain programmes now? Are you contributing to the news or some of the network programmes or something?
Yeah, I'm not working on programmes anymore. So it's all this whole traineeship is news based.
Okay.
The idea is that kind of at the end of the traineeship that you've kind of worked your way through all the different parts of news, and you have an idea of how news works, and you can basically contribute to it, and you can do most of the shifts as well. So I've done a bit of planning, and I'm on digital now, so that's making like articles and videos to go out on the,
because that's the thing these days, it's 24/7, isn't it? You need so much content, don't you?
Oh my god, yeah. That's what I'm learning at the moment, is how much content and how many stories the news needs. Is it's relentless. It's like, it's just a beast.
Yeah, I can imagine, because I love watching news. I didn't work in it that much, you know. I did a certain amount, but yeah, I'm addicted to CNN and Sky and all those, as well as ITV actually. But yeah, the amount of content that it just swallows up, I can imagine that it's, yeah.
I know, compared to programmes, I mean, coming from a programmes background, and that's the way that I learnt kind of how to find stories as well.
Yeah.
It's such a slower pace, and, you know, obviously there's other difficult constraints that you've got in programmes, but I have found that it is a bit of an adjustment now, kind of. I've got to find so many more stories, so many more people to talk to, and keeping up with it is difficult, but it's I'm enjoying it. It's a different kind of thrill that you get.
Yeah, and you've still got a smile on your face, and you're still enjoying talking to people.
Yeah, no, I love it. It's all the same. It's all still finding stories, and I'm learning so much. It's just kind of like almost starting from scratch again, which like we did with the apprenticeship. So it's great. I'm loving it.
But it's not quite from scratch, because you know the company and you know the people and you know basics, don't you?
Very true. Very true. You're not
right,
wrong.
So we've decided now that we're going to put somewhere in the calendar a catch up between, and I'm going to say it on camera so that we can't forget.
Yes.
So you, Brooklyn and Zara,
yes,
the girl band from ITV.
Yeah, that would be fab.
Be nice to try and do that, wouldn't it? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we'll leave it there for now, and we'll continue.
Okay.
It's really great to catch up with you.
Yeah. No, and I'd love to know more about obviously if we don't have enough time, but I'd love to know more about how the apprentices are getting on at the moment, like especially during a pandemic,
we don't quite know yet, because they don't start till next week.
Oh right, okay.
I'll keep you in the picture with that one. I'm just writing the schedule at the minute, so we'll see how it goes. Yeah, the recruitment process was weird enough, but yeah, we managed the last cohort. We did the last two blocks we did virtually, but we decided we met virtually every month rather than bringing them into blocks in Skill Cymru, and that worked. So we were meeting more often, but online.
Oh, nice. Okay.
Yeah. So, and some people were working from home, and obviously some people were going in, because obviously you can't grip from your bedroom. You've got to go into studio to be, you know, that kind of stuff. So, you know, we were kind of doing mixtures of everything, but yeah, it worked, and, you know, they all passed as per usual. So yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Wow. It's amazing that they're still able to let this all carry on, because it'd be such a shame.
Yeah. We're about the only people that are. Lots of people have found it really difficult, but I think part of it is because so much of what we do is digital anyway, you know, because everything's in Dropbox, and, you know, we're used to working digitally.
Yeah.
It wasn't that much of a change for us. You know, the first lockdown, Nadine and I kind of packed everything up and said, right, okay, we'll work from home for 3 weeks. And, you know, it's almost a year later, we're still here.
Mm.
But we cancelled. We had a block that was supposed to be happening in a fortnight, and we did what everybody did with a knee jerk of cancelling everything. And then within a week, it was obvious that the apprentices needed to talk, and they just needed to see each other and talk to people.
Yeah.
So we put the block back in, but made it virtual, and then made sure then that we met every 4 weeks, and it worked, basically.
Yeah. That's amazing.
Yeah. Yeah. And some things were easier, believe it or not, some things were easier to assess.
Really?
Digitally than they were. Yeah. So, for instance, somebody that was working on radio, you know, we were able to see inside their kind of bedroom that had become a radio studio this way better than we could when we were actually there, you know, that kind of. digital marketing we were able to assess really well online. So yeah, it's surprising really what you can do.
Oh yeah, because did you just record as you did the video call? Ah.
Yeah.
Amazing. I know, because I was going to say, it would be such a shame to deprive people of these opportunities just because of a pandemic, because they're so necessary for people to get in.
Exactly. And without people like you, you know, the industry is just going to wither and die. You know, we've got to bring more people like you into the industry. So, it's really important.
Right. Yeah.
There we are. On that note, and on that positive note, I think we'll leave it there, Eugenia.
Thanks so much, Sue.